price of oil collapsed after the Saudi-Russian feud met COVID-19.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
As of this taping, oil prices have dropped below $18 a barrel, its lowest level since April 1999. Drop in oil prices this time around started at the end of February when the Russians raised production, attempting to take advantage of an OPEC agreement to reduce their output. Back at the end of February, oil prices were at $54 a barrel, which was already a drop of $9 for the year, thus the agreement among OPEC producers to reduce production. This, however, is not without precedence. In December 1997, OPEC members initially raised their production ceiling by 10% and continued to increase output as the price of oil tumbled. By the end of 1998, oil prices had decidedly dropped below Russia's cost of production, making every barrel they sell an additional loss. In any business conflict, this would have resulted in an agreement between or bankruptcy of one of the parties. In this case, it took until the end of the year before the parties agreed to reduce production to cause prices to go up. The relationship between price of oil and gas prices is straightforward, albeit with a lag of several weeks. The price war was a gift of more than 20% drop in price of gas, which fell to a low of $1 per gallon during March of 1998. One of the issues which prevented a faster rise in price of oil in 1998 was the slowdown in the rate of economic growth in Asia at the same time. This time around, almost as if it was rehearsed, Russia and Saudis did the same dance. And again, the Saudis planned to drop price of oil below the cost of production for Russians, as both parties denied that any of this has any effect on them. However, this time, the massive production increase by them met the realization by many countries that they were in the middle of a pandemic and had to shut down economic operations, causing an explosive rise in the number of unemployed. In the US, this number reached 22 million nationwide in a span of 3 weeks. In the Valley, the number of initial unemployment claims skyrocketed from 2,900 in February to 24,000 in the last 3 weeks. This resulted in a collapse of demand for oil at the same time that two major producers were pumping as much oil as they could. There are some silver linings in this otherwise very dark cloud. The price of gasoline and home heating fuel has dropped significantly. From the beginning of April, gas prices nationwide had fallen below the $2 marker. And despite the apparent new agreement between the oil producers, we expect price of gas to drop further down close to $1.74 a gallon. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.